الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما مزيدا أما بعد. So we continue, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, with the qira'ah of Ighathatul Athman fi Musa'id al-Shaytan, and that is supporting the distressed against the plots and deceptions of Shaytan. No doubt, throughout the book, we see the manhaj that Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, has used in authoring this book, in that he's done a tamheed, an introductory type of section of the book dealing with the affairs of the heart. And we have reached now the meat of this book per se, and that is the plots and the deceptions of a shaitan. Last week we studied the fruits and benefits of seeking refuge in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from shaitan, his whispers, specifically as it relates to the qira'ah and reciting of the Quran, and in general. Today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we start with the statement of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, where he said, "Wa awwalu kaydihi wa makrihi." He said, rahimahullah, and his first deception and plot, or his first plot and its deception. أَنَّهُ كَادَى الْأَبَوَيْنِ بِالْأَيْمَانِ الْكَاذِبَةِ. And that is that he plotted Shaytan Iblis against our parents, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hawa. And this is the mawdu of the kitab, dealing with the plots of Shaytan. And that is that Shaytan, his aim is to deviate the son of Adam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, "Ya Adam, muskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah." He said, "O Adam, reside you and your wife in Jannah. وَكُلَ مِنَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ." And both of you can eat at your pleasure for that which is in Jannah. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ, do not approach that tree. And this one tree, otherwise you would be from the wrongdoers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala حَرَّمَ عَلَيْهِمَا شَجَرَةً وَاحِدَةً. Allah, He made it haram and impermissible for them to approach that one tree. And this nahi, this prohibition, yufidu tahrim, it necessitates prohibition and it being impermissible rather. And Shaytan, he knew this. So Shaytan, he beautified for Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hawa, he beautified the tree and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made impermissible. And they, meaning Adam and Hawa, they approached that tree due to the plots and deception of Iblis, Shaytan. And this is the job of Shaytan. And this is why Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned this affair of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hawa as the first example of the plots of a shaitan. He beautified, he swore by Allah that his statement was indeed to be accepted and truthful. And he increased in his deception for Adam or to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and swore by Allah, and due to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam respecting, swearing by Allah, he and his wife Hawa, they believed that which was said to them, and Iblis deceived them. And this is an example of how he, Shaytan, and his army and those with him will try and deceive the children of Adam. Which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibn Adam, La yaftinannakum shaytan kama akhraja abawaykum min al-jannah yanzi'u anhuma libasahuma liyuriahuma sawatahuma. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, O son of Adam, do not be trialed by the shaitan and fooled by the shaitan as he took your parents from Jannah. Because that's what occurred when they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that regard. And their aura was exposed. And this is the plot and the aim of shaitan, to deceive the son of Adam, for them to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for their aura to be exposed. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan hafidhullah ta'ala mentioned a beneficial point in this regard, and that is that we find how shaitan has indeed deceived the children of Adam, as we can see, in that the women, he as shaitan whispered and pushed them with whispering and deception for them to leave their homes naked with hardly any clothes on, short dresses, not covering themselves how they are supposed to. And this is the affair that pleases the shaitan, because that's his aim, for the aura and the clothing of the son of Adam to be exposed and to be removed. So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala says, أول كيده ومكره أنه كاد الأبوين بالأيمان الكاذبة. That the first plot and the deception of shaitan is that he plotted and deceived Adam and Hawa. And how did he do this? By swearing upon Allah with a lie, and saying that هو ناصح لهما, and saying that he was indeed a good advisor for them. وَأَنَّهُ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ خُلُودَهُمَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. That he is a good advisor to them, and all he wants is for them to live eternally in paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ لِيُبْدِيَ لَهُمَا مَا وُورِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنْ سَوْآتِهِمَا وَقَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and he whispered the shaitan to them, yani Adam and Hawa, so he can indeed expose their aura, expose their aura and their clothing, to remove their clothing from them. And he said to them, مَا نَهَاكُمَا, your Lord did not prohibit you from going to that tree, except to prevent you from becoming from the angels, or that you will be indeed living eternally, forever. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا. And then he swore by Allah to them, إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ, and I am indeed a specific advisor to you. So he led them astray with deception, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَدَلَّهُمَا بِغَرُورٍ. He deceived them, he led them astray. And they repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adam and Hawa, they ate from that tree, they took from that tree, and then they repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا أَنْ تِلْكُمَا الشَّجَرَةِ وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Where he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he called to them, Allah, the Lord said to them, did I not prohibit you from this tree? وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا, and I told you, yani did I not tell you that shaytan lakum aduun mubin is indeed a clear enemy to you? And they repented after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonished them. فَتَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمَا, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he accepted their repentance. And this qissa no doubt has many fawaid and benefits. And this affair that occurred with Adam and the deception of shaytan, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, in this portion of this book, amazing book, he mentions step by step some various benefits that we can take from this qissa and this story. And he says, for the first, in the beginning, he mentioned the waswasa and the whispers of shaytan. And this is indeed what shaitan does, and that he whispers. And he whispers the evil in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one to disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this adu, he knows, wa'alima aduullah, the enemy of Allah, Iblis, he knows, that if they had eaten from that tree, and when they eat from that tree, they will be exposed, their aura will be exposed. And when we say the aura will be exposed, it means that their aura, meaning that the clothing will be exposed, and that is the physical exposure, and their spiritual exposure would occur in them disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the aim of a shaitan. And this affair of the aura is an important point, and it's mentioned in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the hadith an Samra ibn Jundab radiyallahu anhu, in a long narration where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was he had a dream, and his dream was truthful, no doubt. And in that dream, he saw fornicating, or men and women who were fornicators. He saw men and women who were fornicators, and they were naked. And they were naked, and they were being punished due to their fornication. And the point here is that they were naked. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them due to them fornicating, and their sin caused them to be naked in the dream of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning that they, the libas and the clothing of obedience was removed by them falling into sin. Which is why the ulama have taken from this, as it relates to interpreting dreams, that if any of you was to see yourself in your dream naked, فَإِنَّهُ يَدُولَ عَلَى فَسَادٍ فِي دِينِكَ, because then it's an indication and a indication of the deficiency and corruption in your religion. Your deen is weak if you see yourself or anyone who you see naked in a dream with their aura and their clothing exposed. This is one of the interpretations that the ulama have mentioned regarding that affair. So shaitan, he wants this for the son of Adam, their clothing to be exposed. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Ya ibn Adam, قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسٌ يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمَا أو سَوْآتِكُمْ وَرِيشَ وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, O son of Adam, I have revealed for you the libas, the clothing, that will cover your aura, that will cover your private parts and cover yourself, and also beautify. And this shows that the ulama has mentioned that the benefits of clothing are two. From the benefits of clothing is that it covers the aura and the private parts and those areas that are not supposed to be seen. Warisha, and risha means that clothing can beautify you, wearing good clothing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bought clothing for that benefit. And that is the physical type of libas the physical clothing. And then he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. And the clothing of piety and righteousness, that is indeed good. That is better. And that is that clothing that is internal. And that is that wiqaya, and that barrier that individual places between them and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the taqwa. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. And we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, التَّقْوَى هَهُنَا. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, taqwa, piety and righteousness is here. And then he pointed to his chest sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that clothing of taqwa and righteousness is that which Iblis and his army will try and unclothe the son of Adam from having that libas, that clothing of taqwa, that barrier between them and the anger of Allah, that barrier between them and the punishment of Allah, that barrier between them and the disobeying of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is the da'wah and this is the call of shaitan and his plots. And that affair of Aryan in the Arab is known. That when you say somebody is Aryan, that somebody has no clothing is a sign of a disparagement regarding that individual. Like the poet, he said, إِنِّي كَأَنِّي أَرَى مَنْ لَا حَيَاءَ لَهُ وَلَا أَمَانَةَ وَسْطَ النَّاسِ عُرْيَانَ. Where the poet, he said, that إِنِّي كَأَنِّي أَرَى, me is as if I see, the person who has no shyness, who has no honor, and does not fulfill their trusts, وَسْطَ النَّاسِ عُرْيَانَ, is as if they are in the midst and in the middle of the people naked, because they have no trust. They do not fulfill the trust and they do not have honor and shyness. So the ulama have mentioned that from this affair of Uryan and being naked, there's a physical, being naked physically without the clothing that one wears, where the aura is exposed. And there's that nakedness where the libas and the clothing of piety and righteousness is not there. Which is why he said, إِنِّي كَأَنِّي أَرَى مَنْ لَا حَيَاءَ لَهُ وَلَا أَمَانَةَ وَسْطَ النَّاسِ عُرْيَانَ. People who have no shame. It's as if that they are naked amongst the people. So then Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions the steps in which the shaitan he plotted against Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And from that he says, مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أي إِلَّا كِرَاحَةً أَنْ تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ وَكِرَاحَةً أَنْ تُخَلَّدَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَمِنْ هَا هُنَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهِمَا لِمَا عَرَفَ أَنَّهُمَا يُرِيدَانِ الْخُلُودَ فِيهَا وَهَذَا بَابُ كَيْدِهِ الأعظم الذي يدخل منه على ابن آدم. He says, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, that in this verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Iblis, he said that your Lord does not want you to touch that tree because he doesn't want you to be from the angels. He doesn't want you to live forever. And this was the plot of shaitan, saying that that's the only reason why Allah prohibited you. Trying to bring the su'ah dhan, the evil thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is that Iblis, he knew that the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Adam and his wife Hawa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَكُلَ مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا. Eat what you wish from it, yani the Jannah. He knew that Iblis, that the Adam, he loved the Jannah. He loved that, and likewise his wife Hawa. And he knew that they would love to be there forever because of the blessing and the bliss, the happiness that's there. So he targeted that which is most beloved. That which is most beloved to Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is how he would be with the children of Adam. And he tries to run through the veins of the children of Adam with whispers, whispering poison to the children of Adam as it relates to that which they love, that which you can say is their weakness, that which is close to their hearts, that which that they enjoy. He will use that as a weapon to deviate the son of Adam from the obedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّهُ يَجْرِي مِنْهُ مَجْرَى الدَّمِ. So his whispers is it's like as if, and some of the ulama have mentioned, like he's got running through the veins of the children of Adam. Meaning it's, he instills that those whispers so deep that it affects the son of Adam like it's in their blood veins, affecting their actions and their deeds. And this shows the severity of this enemy, which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Verily shaitan to you both is indeed a clear enemy. And Ibn Qayyim said, rahimullahu ta'ala, وَكَذَلِكَ عَلَّمَ إِخْوَانَهُ وَعَلَّمَ إِخْوَانَهُ وَأَوْلِيَاءَهُ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ إِذَا أَرَادُوا أَغْرَاضَهُمْ الْفَاسِدَ مِنْ بَعْضِهِمْ بَعْضًا أَنْ يَدْخُلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ الْبَابِ الَّذِي يُحِبُّونَهُ وَيُهَوَّونَهُ فَإِنَّهُ بَابٌ لَا يُخْذَلُ عَنْ حَاجَتِهِ مَنْ دَخَلَ مِنْهُ. And that is the affair that Iblis, Shaitan, has educated his army and his brothers and his friends and allies from mankind. Which is why there are Shaitan al-Ins wal-Jinn. There are shayateen and devils from mankind who have been educated by Shaitan. And the education is that he has taught them that if they want to achieve their ill intent as it relates to other children of Adam, then they should open the door and go through the door of that which the son of Adam himself enjoys. So if an individual is somebody who likes food, the shaitan from ints will encourage them to indulge in overeating. And if the individual, they love sports, then the shaitan will, from ints, the bad companions from mankind, would encourage that individual to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and indulge in sports and to have arrogance and increase their egos and have partisanship and have this clinginess and raising the people, the sportsmen and the sportswomen, to a level where it's above that which they deserve. Aynam, it's from the whispers of shaitan who would, from the man, shaitan from the mankind, and they would indeed attack those affairs that the person loves. Attack those affairs that the person loves. So then Ibn Qayyim, he said, rahimullah, فَشَمَّ عَدُوُ اللَّهِ الْعَبُوَيْنِ فَأَحَسَّ مِنْهُمَا إِنَاسًا وَرُكُونًا إِلَى الْخَلْدِ فِي تِلْكَ الدَّارِ. As we mentioned, that he, Iblis, sensed that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and his wife, they enjoyed the paradise that they were in. So therefore he tested them. فَقَاسَمَهُمَا بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَهُمَا مِنْ لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. So he swore by Allah to them that he wants good for them. That he's from the good advisors. He's from the good advisors. Which is why also the Salaf from them, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, mentioned regarding the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا أَنْ هَذِهِ شَجَرَةً إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. مَلَكَيْنِ, he said, that Allah did not prohibit you from going to that tree except that he wanted to prevent you from being مَلَكَيْنِ. Some of the ulama from the Qur'an, from the reciters, as Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, that said that it was revealed مَلَكَيْنِ in a recital and also مَلِكَيْنِ. مَلَكَيْنِ meaning angels, and malikaini meaning having possessions and being one that possesses a lot, with the kasra on the lam, malikaini. So there's malikaini and malikaini. So both meaning applies in this verse. That he's trying to say to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah wants you not to be from the angels and doesn't want you to have possessions in abundance. So he, Iblis, tried to use this indeed to fool Adam, and he would try and use it for the son of Adam. He tried and use it for the son of Adam. And the question arises, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, he said that indeed Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, did he feel that he could be from the angels? Did he believe that he can be from the angels when he eats himself, Adam, and he knows that the angels do not eat? The answer is, of course, he did not want and did not expect to be from the angels. Which is why Iblis, he was being very tricky and deceitful as it relates to trying to entice Adam alayhi salatu wasalam by mentioning various angles. He didn't just mention angels, he said, for you to live forever. قَالَ يَا آدَمْ هَلْ أَدُلَّكَ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَأ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in another verse, that he said, O Adam, Iblis, he said, O Adam, shall I not direct you to a tree that will make you live forever? And possession that will never cease. Now he used various ways to lure Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, even by mentioning, number one, that which is mumtani', that which is impossible, being an angel. And then he mentioned that which is possible, from being in paradise forever, and so forth. So he, Iblis, used a mixture of that which is possible and that which is impossible in order to fool and trick Adam. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he also mentioned here that when he mentioned Iblis, his trickery, he used various tools to try and lure Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's that he said, وَقَاسَمَهُمَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned regarding that, وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. And he swore by Allah, verily indeed, I am from the good advisors for you. In this verse here in Surah Al-A'raf, again it's in verse 21. In this verse in Surah Al-A'raf, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala shows and mentions the various techniques and deceptive tools that Iblis had used. The first one he mentioned was ta'kiduhu bil qasam, and that is to add emphasis to his trickery by swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا, he swore by Allah. He swore by Allah. And secondly, he used إِنَّ التَّوْكِيد. He used that tool of emphasis, إِنَّ. So he said he swore by Allah, firstly. And then he used إِنَّ to add emphasis. And then also, number three, he did تَقْدِيمُ الْمَعْمُولَ عَلَى الْعَامِلِ. And that is that he mentioned a sentence in a form, linguistic form, that will show that he himself is specifically an advisor to them. And that is by changing the order of the sentence. Where he said, that Allah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Iblis said, إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ, I am for you from the advisors. Now in the Arabic language, the normal sequence that this sentence will be in the order is, I am an advisor for you. So for you would go, barakallahu fikum, after the word advisor. But Iblis, he said, I am for you. And when you bring for you ahead of the word advisor, it means I am specifically for you only, no one else. To try and emphasize his deceptive sincerity, he claimed, for Adam and his wife Hawa. So remember, the first thing he done, number one, he swore by Allah. And the second thing he done, he used a inna tawkid. And that is using the word inna, which means emphasis, surety. And then he also changed the order of this of his sentence by bringing forward that which usually is mentioned afterwards. And when you bring it forward, it adds emphasis. Like we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. We say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. To you alone we worship. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. When the normal sequence of the order of that sentence would be, نَعْبُدُكَ. We worship you. You alone we worship. And this to emphasize that affair of a tawheed. That Allah is the one that deserves to be worshipped alone without any partners. Iblis, he said, I am to you specifically a nasih, advisor. And that was the third technique that he used. The fourth technique that Iblis used is that he said he used the subject. He used the word in the subject form. And that is by saying nasih. In a subject form, meaning it's a characteristic of him. It is something that he is, not something that he does. So he didn't say, I am advising you, which is an action. He says, I am an advisor to you. So it's a characteristic that he has. And that is, he mentioned this to increase in his talbis and his deception and to emphasize it. Inni, as he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, he said, Inni lakuma lamina nasihin. Nasihin is a subject. He didn't use the verb, because the verb happens and then it doesn't happen. But when you use the subject, nasih, advisor, it's as if it's a characteristic he is claiming that he has, so you have no worries in what I am telling you. It is part of my characteristic. It's not that I do this sometimes and I don't do it another time. It's my characteristic. Which is why the word Muslim is stronger than Aslama. The word Muslim, it means it's a characteristic that the person has continuously. And that is continuously submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's a subject. And he tried to use this in the language to deceive Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. But said, Inni lakuma lamina nasihin. I am from the advisors, those people who have that characteristic. And then the fifth deception that he mentioned, he used lama tawkid again. So he used three different and various ways linguistically to show certainty. He used inna a tawkid, he used swearing by Allah, qasamahuma, he swore by Allah, and he used lam of tawkid. Inni, he said, lakuma laminal nasihin. I am to you indeed from the nasihin. So you see this effort of Iblis in the Arabic language, in the language to try and deceive and plot against Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He didn't finish there. The sixth way in that sentence alone, in which he deceived and plotted against Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, is that he made this image that he himself is part of the advisors. He didn't say, I am on my own an advisor. He used the plural. He didn't say, ana nasih, I am an advisor. He used the subject, but the subject in plural form. He didn't say, I am an advisor. He said, I am from the advisors. I am from those people that you will know to be sincere. I am from that group of sincere advisors. And this indeed is how he deceived Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ibn Qayyim rahimullahu ta'ala, he said, وَوَرَّثَ عدو الله هذا المكر لأوليائه وحزبه عند خداعهم للمؤمنين كما كان المنافقون يقولون لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا جاءوه نشهد إنك لرسول الله. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that the enemies of Allah have indeed received, or Iblis, the enemy of Allah, has passed down this technique of deceiving the children of Adam, as he deceived Adam alayhi salatu wasalam with his deceptive technique. Those from his friends and allies have inherited this in their aim to deceive the believers, like the munafiqun, like the hypocrites in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. يقولون, they said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when they went to him, نَشْهَدُ, we testify, إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ, we testify, again showing the fact that they didn't say you're just the Messenger of Allah, they said we testify, the hypocrites, they were lying, but they said we testify, نَشْهَدُ, we testify, so they testified, they didn't just say you are the Messenger of Allah, we testify, we attest. Innaka, again they use inna, just like Iblis used it. Verily you, innaka, la Rasulullah, are indeed the Messenger of Allah. Fa'akkadahum bishahada, so they made try to affirm that they believed in the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam by attesting to that, and by using inna. And by using lam at-tawkeed, by using inna, and also using lam, the preposition lam of certainty. And likewise is a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yahlifuna billahi innahum laminkum wama hum minkum. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah At-Tawbah regarding the munafiqun, the hypocrites, and they swear by Allah that they are with you. They are one of you. And Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ مِنْكُمْ, and they are not from you. And this is the way of those people who lie, is that they swear by Allah because they fear that you would not believe them. And that is the way of the people of deception, that they will swear by Allah on an affair where there's no need for them to swear. Just say, for example, the hypocrites here, يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُمْ لَمِنْكُمْ, that they swear by Allah that they are from you. As Sheikh Saleh Hafidhullah Ta'ala mentioned, all they need to say is that we're with you. They don't need to swear by Allah. But because of that doubt, due to their deception, they need something to help them to be more convincing, so they swear by Allah. And this is what Iblis done to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and likewise his army and his allies would deal the same with the children of Adam, using ways to show that they are advisors, but they are indeed the enemies of Allah. Like the people of innovation, like the people of shirk, they will swear by Allah that indeed they are with you. Indeed, wallahi, we're with Ahlul Sunnah. Wallahi, we love the ulama. Wallahi, we love the Sunnah. By Allah, your actions, your statement, my friend, is more of a proof for us than you swearing. But this is the way that they indeed try and deceive. And another way that they try and deceive, barakallahu fikum, is from the way of Iblis. Is that Iblis, he called that tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he prohibited Adam from going and eating from, he called it a name that would seem enticing. He called it the tree that gives everlasting life. The tree that gives everlasting life. Shadratul Khuld. Why? He beautified the disobedience of Allah, or one's disobedience of Allah, to something beautiful, something that they would love to hear, that would entice them. So the disobedience has been given a name that beautifies that disobedience. And this is the way of the people of shaitan. And for example, alcohol, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited, they called it happiness. An example of today, the word gay. And also examples you find that ecstasy and all these drugs, that give them those names that will seem like something enjoyable, but it's all in the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And like the Jama'at al-Ikhwani Muslimin, the partisanship, those Islamic Brotherhood, they gave the name Islamic Brotherhood. Because the general Muslim will say, Islamic Brotherhood, this is a good name. So reviling the rulers, having a type of fanatic group, excommunicating portions of the Muslims without any proofs and no evidences, they've called the group and party Ikhwani Muslimin. Beautify the name. Just like Iblis, Shaitan beautified that tree. They beautified the bid'ah with names and they called it dhikr. They called it loving the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam by praying to him. And on this note, barakallahu feekum, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, as Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala himself mentioned, that there isn't anything that Allah has prohibited except that He has made halal that which is better than it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited music. And He's made the tilawah, the reciting of the Quran, more beautiful. That reciting of the Quran that softens the heart when it's reflected upon. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fornication haram. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has indeed made marriage halal. And made it a form of tranquility for the husband and the wife, if it is done according to the Quran and Sunnah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made alcohol haram, and has made that which is tastier and healthier from juices halal. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has indeed made bid'ah haram, and that which is aqwa, fruitful for the insan, the sunnah is halal. So it's upon us to indeed prepare ourselves for this battle and this war against the shaitan, al-ins wal-jinn, from the shaitan of man and jinn, regarding their plots. And know that they will use any means and that they can have or try and use in order to, barakallahu feekum, deceive the child of Adam. A question might arise also is, again, how was Adam deceived? How can we say that Adam was deceived? When the shaitan came to him, how can we say that Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam, was deceived? Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he closes this section by mentioning a nice benefit. And that is that Adam was deceived by Iblis, and Iblis swore by Allah. And due to Adam's respect for the name of Allah, and would not think that anyone would lie by swearing by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so he believed it. And this is also mentioned in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, which is in Bukhari and Muslim, that Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam ra'a rajulan yasriqu faqala saraqta. Isa, Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam, he saw a man stealing, and he said to him, "You've stolen, you're stealing." And the man said, "La wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu." He said, "No, by Allah, the one that there's none that deserves to be worshipped except him. I'm not stealing. So Isa ibn Maryam, what did he say? He says, Amantu billah. I believe in Allah wa kadhabtu basari. I believe in Allah and I deem what I saw as a lie. Because of the immense respect that they have as it relates to one swearing by Allah. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam respected the fact that qasamahuma, he swore by Allah to them, respecting the name of Allah, that one would not even dare that lie and swear by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in that lie. And this is the softness and the respect that he had for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's name. And the humility of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is that he repented to Allah. He repented to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgave him. And from this, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, is indeed a warning for us that the enemies of Allah, from the shayateen al-ins wal-jinn, from the devils of man and jinn, they will work hard to divert the son of Adam from the worship of Allah, from following the sunnah, from obeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, from being good to our parents, from being good to our wives, from being good to the husband, from being good to our children, from being good to our neighbor, from praying on time, from remembering Allah, from commanding the good and forbidding the evil, from seeking knowledge, from busying our time with the remembrance of Allah, from being grateful to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for every blessing, from being patient in times of hardship, from praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we have that which is going our way, and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala kulli hal, in every way or form, for that which may not be going our way. Shaitan would work hard and his army to deceive the son of Adam. So we have to tool up. We have to be prepared for this battle with seeking ilm, knowledge, shari, Islamic knowledge, and likewise sincerity, being sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because verily the shaitan will not touch the person who indeed is sincere to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us all from the whispers and the plots of shaitan and his army. Ameen. And bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, in the coming weeks we deal with various other plots. This is the first plot from Iblis, which is mentioned in the book of Allah. We will inshallah, bi'idhnillah, in the coming weeks deal with various plots of shaitan. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq and benefit us from that which we read. Ameen. Hadha wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.